This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There are many different ways to look at that revolutionary car service, Uber. It's the company with a whopping $9 or $10 billion in cash reserves on hand, or it's the company that lost $1.2 billion in the first half of this year, as we learned last week. I was calling around to my sources on this, and one sent an email with a bold thesis, three words: Uber will fail. That prediction is from Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, who we got on the line from Ann Arbor. Professor, despite Uber's cash hoard, you think its version of the peer-to-peer economy just doesn't work?
The so-called sharing model works well for some people, but what Uber's teaching us is that sometimes it doesn't work for all, and it's not working for them. For the sharing economy to work, you basically need one side that has underused assets. That's how Uber started, but they've moved away from the model of we're going to take advantage of excess capacity and put something together that's good and economical by using excess capacity.
So what do they do instead? They're buying a lot of these cars.
So to get enough drivers, Uber has to get cars to people who don't have cars. Uber ends up having to finance those cars. So it ends up being a high capital business, an expensive business. They're not absorbing excess capacity. They're buying new cars or they're financing the purchase of new cars.
Now, Eric, I hear what you're saying. I can see your concern for the sustainability of Uber's model. But I just think of Amazon. There's a point back in the year 2000 where these folks lost $1.4 billion. They had some layoffs over there. And, you know, Amazon's still here.
The difference is Amazon lost money investing in things that scale. Buying another car, financing another car doesn't scale. So Uber's losing even more money than Amazon, but at the end of the day, it hasn't built anything.
Maybe we're underestimating the possibility that Uber does evolve its strategy. I mean, there's a point in the future where Uber may not have human beings drive those cars.
That's where they're trying to go. In fact, they're experimenting, going to start experimenting with driverless cars in Pittsburgh. They have done a deal with Volvo to develop driverless cars. They've even done a deal to develop driverless trucks. And Uber's CEO says that he's going to replace drivers with driverless cars. That might be the way Uber scales and ends up being worth almost $70 billion.
All right. Always good to talk to Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.